Good morning. You can hear me from the back. More importantly, you can hear her from the back. That was wonderful, wonderful singing, wasn't it? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace my fear relieved. So amazing. I wish we could just keep singing for the next hour. But I think God has a few other plans, so I better stick with the agenda here. Okay, so you know, a long time ago, before the internet, we used to have something called a newspaper.
在有联网站以前, 我们有一个,不晓得大家知道不知道,有报纸的。
back in those days, we used to read the paper to get our news.
要在那个时代, 我们是看报纸来得到,看,知道新闻。
And we used to have actually a section called classified.
在那个时候我们有一个部分叫做分类广告。
And that's where people tell each other what they need.
这个分类广告就是登各种的 广告,尤其是把彼此的需要讲出来。
I have here an old newspaper.
我手上有一份非常古老的报纸。
And it has a, I guess, say, this is a personal section of the classified.
在其中有一个大概是叫做寻人或个人性的广告。In
those days, when they put an ad in the classified, they had to be very skillful.
在那个时候,如果你要登一个分类广告的话,你讲的话语要非常的谨慎。Because
they charge you by number of characters you put in.
因为你要付多少钱,就是看你能够,你写多少字,你广告多长。So
they're very concise.
所以你写的东西要非常的精准。Let
me read you one from the personal section.
呀,我来跟大家讲。
This one's called That Special Someone.
有一个广告，它的题目是一个特别的一个人，特殊的一个人。
It says tall, dark, and handsome male, 6'2".
他说我这个又高又英俊，又潇洒的一个男性，6'2".
Hazel eyes, attractive, nice, hardworking, faithful, and understanding.
绿色的眼睛，棕色的头发，又诚实又靠得住。
Looking for that special someone to come into my life.
我在寻找那个特殊的一位女士进到我的生命里。
So that is an ad. Here's another one.
还有另外一个广告。
White female, young, 72.
一个又年轻又美的白女人,72岁。
Widowed.
现在是寡妇了。
Enjoy quiet times at home.
喜欢自己一个人安静的在家。Seeking
a man to travel with and spend the rest of our lives together.
在寻找一位男士,让我们能够一起旅行,然后一起来度过余生。Very
sweet.
非常甜哈。
Here's one.
还有另外一个。
Upbeat 51-year-old white widower Christian.
一个51岁的基督徒是一个widower,官夫。
Enjoy sailing, kayaking, skiing, traveling.
喜欢各式各样的运动,比方说滑雪,划船。
Seeking white female, non-smoker, with similar interests, preferably church member.
要再寻找一个女士,有相似的爱好,希望也是上教堂的。
Here's another one.
有另外一个,比方说。
Adventurous encounter.
一个冒险性的相遇。
Married, good-looking, white professional male.
一个已经结了婚的,又长得非常英俊的,职业又很好的一个白人的男性。
Seeking adventurous, mature, discreet, single female.
在寻找一个又爱冒险,然后又很有分寸,会躲藏的一个单身的白的女性。
For carnal relationship.
为了就是要有肉体关系。
Very clear, huh?
他讲得非常清楚,一语道白。
So, what you find is that in the world, you know, there's all kinds of people looking for all kinds of people.
在世界上各式各样不同的人也在找各式各样不同的人。
We have a category here of men looking for women, and women looking for men, and women looking for women, and men looking for men, and there's another miscellaneous.
有些男找女,或者女找男,或者男找男,或者女找女,甚至还有其他。
So, I was wondering.
我在想,
if God put a want ad in the papers.
如果神今天在报纸上登一个寻人广告,
what would it look like?
他会写些什么呢?
What would it say?
他会说什么呢?
What would God be looking for?
神到底在寻找什么呢?
And what he is looking for might be something very surprising to us.
我想他所要寻找的人可能是让我们很惊讶的那种。
Yeah, let's read some scripture together.
我们大家一起看一出圣经。
This passage could, there are many different places, but if you have your Bible, let's read the Mark version. This passage we're reading is in the book of, also Mark, Luke, and Matthew, but let's read the Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 17.
我们今天要看的这一段经文在其他三个福音书, 马太、路加都有记录, 但我们今天看的是马可福音第二章第一到第十七节。
Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章第一到第十七节。
You know, if you are anywhere near a Bible, I encourage you to read it together so we can follow it through because we can flip around a little.
如果你手中有圣经的话, 麻烦你翻到那个地方。
Okay, I'll ask Lily to read it. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 17.
马可福音第二章第一到第十七节, 过了些日子, 耶稣又进入加百农, 人听见他在房子里就有许多人聚集, 甚至连门前都没有空地, 耶稣就对他们讲道, 有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣, 是用四个人抬来的, 因为人多不得进前, 就把耶稣所在的房子, 拆了房顶, 祭差通了, 就把摊子, 连所躺卧的褥子都坠下来。 耶稣见他们的信心就对摊子说, 小子,你的罪赦了。 有几个文士坐在那里心里议论说, 这个人为什么这样说呢? 他说浅妄的话了, 除了神以外,谁能赦罪呢? 耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论, 就说, 你们心里为什么这样议论呢? 或对摊子说, 你的罪赦了, 或说, 起来,拿你的褥子行走, 哪一样容易呢? 但要叫你们知道, 人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。 就对摊子说,我吩咐你起来,拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来,立刻拿着褥子,当众人面前出去了,以致众人都惊奇,归荣耀与神说,我们从来没有见过这样的事。耶稣又来到海边去,众人都就着他来,他便教训他们。耶稣经过的时候,看见亚勒菲的儿子利未坐在税关上,就对他说,你跟从我来。他就起来跟从了耶稣。 耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候,有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席,因为这样的人多,他们也跟随耶稣。法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭,就对他的门徒说,他和税吏并罪人一同吃饭吗?吃喝吗?耶稣听见就对他们说,康健的人用不着医生,有病的人才用得着,我来本不是招义人,乃是招罪人。
Wonderful. Let's read the last verse together. Okay.
请我们大家一起念第十七节。耶稣听见就对他们说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
This is, I think, one of the most profound declarations in the Bible.
我觉得这一句话是圣经里面总体讲最非常深奥的一句话。
You know, this story, this passage talks about two separate events.
在这个故事好像讲的两个不同的事件。
One is a healing of a paralytic, the other is a calling of Levi, the tax collector.
有一个故事是讲到医治一个摊子, 另外一个是呼召利未税吏。
But they see in every time these two stories are told in the Bible in the three different synoptic gospels, they come together.
你知道每一次这两个故事在前面两本福音书讲到时候都是两个连在一起讲的。
And they always end with the same verse.
他们都是以同样的一节英文做结束，经文做结束。
Jesus' statement.
就是耶稣刚刚所说的这一句话。It's
as if God has put a want ad in the papers.
这看起来好像神在报纸上登了一个寻人广告。
Wanted.
我所要找的是。
A broken-hearted sinner.
一个心灵破碎的罪人。
A contrite spirit.
一个有悔改心意的人。
Overqualified individuals need not apply.
如果你觉得你自己资格太高了, 你不必来回应这个广告。
If you look at this verse and you parse it,
如果你看到这一些经文，然后你把它分析一下。
He says only the healthy doesn't need a doctor, but the sick.
他是说健康的人用不着医生，只有生病的人才用得着。
And I come not for the righteous, but for the sinners.
而我来所招的不是义人，乃是罪人。
You can see the parallel here. Basically, health is associated with righteousness, and sickness is a metaphor for sin.
你可以看到这里好像有平行点，在这里讲到健康的人好像是与义人平行，然后生病的人好像是与罪人平行。
When we think of what it takes to come to church,
当我们想到我们来到教会需要怎么样才能来，
we often don't think like this verse.
可能我们的想法跟这一节经文不太一样。
We think about getting dressed up.
我们想到早上起来先来梳洗打扮。
We think of getting our heads in gear, sort of all the right things that we should do.
我们在想到脑子里想到我们应该怎么样做。
And then we come to church.
然后我们才来教会。
We think church is for righteous people.
我们在想教会是给那种正正直直一本正经的人吧。
But this is not what Jesus says here.
但是耶稣在这里所讲的不是这个样子。
The funny thing is, it says God is looking for not the righteous, but sinners.
很奇妙的是耶稣告诉我们神所寻找的不是义人，乃是罪人。
I think Jesus is the most irreligious of religious leaders.
我觉得耶稣是在所有宗教中最没有宗教性的一个宗教领袖。
He encourages broken people.
他鼓励心灵破碎的人来到他这里。
So before we get into this chapter,
在我们开始讲这段经文之前，
let's just step back and look at the context.
我们说来，稍微往后退一下，看一下他的前后文。
We know that this is early in Jesus' ministry.
我们知道这一些事情发生是在耶稣出来传道的起头。
He started the ministry around age 30 in the town of Capernaum.
他开始传道的时候大概30岁是在加百农。
It's the northwest corner of the Sea of Galilee.
加百农是在加利利海西北角的一个城市。
And if you look back in chapter 1 of Mark,
如果你看马可福音第一章的话，
we know that in verse 9 he was baptized.
你看到第九节他是被施洗约翰施了洗。
The Spirit came upon him.
然后圣灵降在他的身上。
He was tempted.
他后来是受了试探。
And in verse 14, it says, After John the Baptist was put in prison, Jesus came out in Galilee and proclaimed the good news of God.
第十四节，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
And the message was very simple.
他所讲的信息非常的简单。
He said, The time has come.
他说日期满了。
The kingdom of God is near.
神的国近了。
And so repent and believe in the good news.
你们当悔改信福音。
And this teaching apparently is very powerful.
这一个讲道非常的精简也非常有力。
It seems, verse 22 says, people were amazed at this teaching.
第二十二节众人很稀奇他的教训。
Because it's not like he was teaching like the other teachers.
因为他的教训不像其他的老师那个样子。
What else is more amazing?
还有更奇妙的是
He performed many miracles.
他还行很多的神迹。
In verse 20, he drove out evil spirits.
接着就讲说他是在会堂里能够赶鬼赶污鬼。
Verse 27, people say, 第一章第二十七节。
呀，众人第一章第二十七节，众人都惊讶，一直彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新的道理啊！”他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼都听从了他。
And news about him spread, verse 20.
所以他的名声就传遍了四方。
So we began to see a pattern.
所以就开始看到这模式。
That Jesus became busier and busier.
耶稣的生活越来越忙碌。
As he became more famous.
因为他的名声越传越广。
He lived a very public and life of healing and teaching.
所以他的生活好是一个非常公众性的一个生活，他又医治又讲道。
We also see another side of his life.
但是在这里我们又看到他生活的另外一个层面。
A private side.
是他一个很私独自的。
For example, in chapter 1, verse 35.
比方说第一章第三十五节，次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
He seems to seek private, regular time.
他好像一直都很常常的 个人的单独的一个人去神面前祷告
to be with his heavenly father
与他的天父同在
and in this particular case
在今天我们所讲的这一个故事
the disciples were looking for him they don't know where he went
哦，就是在他祷告的时候，那些门徒在找他，因为不知道他跑到哪里去了。
And Jesus said to them, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come."
所以耶稣对他们说：“我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。”
Because that is why I have come.
这就是为什么我需要出来。
It seems like he made a conscious decision then to leave Capernaum.
好像他祷告完了以后就做了一个很清楚的抉择就是要离开加百农
Because he came not just to do the healing but also do the preaching and teaching
因为他来到这里不光是要行奇迹做医治他还要传讲神的福音跟信息
In this early part of his ministry the healing is getting a lot of attention
在他刚开始出来传道的时候他所行的奇迹吸引了很多的注意力
It seemed like he wants to take the focus away from his miracles
好像他是希望大家不要专注在这个奇迹上面
Hoping they would focus more on his teaching
而希望大家能够专注于他所传讲的信息
Which is why later when there was a man with a leprosy He healed. He told him not to tell anyone.
后来他洁净了一个长大麻风的人，他告诉了这个人，你不要出去告诉别人。
But he did anyway.
但是这个人还是出去宣传了。
Verse 44, his fame spread some more.
第四十四节说他的名声又更传扬出去。
45, yeah, and so that he could no longer enter a town openly, but he stayed outside in lonely places.
叫耶稣以后不得在明明进城，只好在外边旷野的地方，人从各处都救了他来。
So that's the setting.
这就是我们今天这些所要讲经文的背景。
And he returned back to Capernaum.
他回到了加百农。
And there the people heard he could come home.
在那里有人听说，哎，耶稣又回来了。
And many gathered, so many there was no room left.
所以很多人又过来找他，多到一个地步，挤的都没有地方可以挤了。
They went into this little house.
他们跑到了这一个房子里。
So you know, just to try to picture this scene.
我们可以想象一下那个时候的情景。
These peasant houses were these one-room structures.
那时候农夫的房子就是一间屋而已。
It's just this flat roof.
上面有一个平的屋顶。
It couldn't hold more than 50 people.
那么小的屋子可能挤都四五五十个人都挤不下。
It made of wooden beams and there's the roof has mud and straw on it.
那个屋顶基本上有木头的梁，然后就是有那个泥巴跟草这个样把它铺在上面。
Outside there's a staircase that can take you up to the roof.
在屋子的外面有一些楼梯可以让你走到房顶上。
So just picture that you're sitting in this hot and crowded room.
你想象一下你自己现在正坐在那个又挤又热的那个小房间里。
You're trying to concentrate.
你希望能够专心。
Trying to hear something from Jesus.
你希望听耶稣到底在讲些什么。
And then you hear a noise.
然后你就听到了一个声音。
Up there.
突然在上边。
And you look up.
然后你抬头一看。
These pieces of mud start falling down.
突然有一些泥巴开始一点一点的往下掉。
It seems like some people dug through the roof.
突然看到有一些人挖了一个洞
And this person is being lowered on a mat.
然后突然有这么一个人在那个褥子上这样被坠了下来
And the story here tells us that Jesus looked at this person.
这在这里圣经告诉我们耶稣看到了这个人
In verse 5 he said Son, your sins are forgiven.
他看了这个人他就告诉他一件话说你的罪赦了
And then he says, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home.
后来他又跟他说，我告诉你，吩咐你拿起你的褥子回家去吧。
Later we see a different event.
后来我们看到另外一个事件。
The calling of Levi, the tax collector, along the shore of Galilee.
耶稣呼召利未，在加利利海边呼召利未。
So this is healing, and then almost very immediately after his calling of service.
所以前面这一段是讲到医治的一个故事，后面这一段讲到呼召的一件事情。
But these two different, seemingly different stories have some commonalities.
但是我觉得这两个事件有一些共同点。
Even though they're two very different people.
虽然好像这两个是非常不同的人。
There are just three things I'd like to point out that have both of them in common.
所以我想跟大家指出来这两个非常不同的人却有三个共同点
They tell us something about this life journey of faith that we go on
而是从这两个人身上我们可以看到人这一生信心的道路
The first one is they both recognize their need.
第一点就是这两个人都认知到自己的需要。
The second is they both place their faith in Jesus.
第二点是他们两个都把信心摆在耶稣的身上。
The third is that they each had to take a step of faith.
第三点就是他们两个都需要跨越出信心的一步。
That is, they seized their opportunity.
也就是他们抓住他们的机会。
So each of these will go through.
所以我会跟大家讲一下这三点。
The first one is that they both recognize their need.
第一点是他们两个都认知到自己的需要。
What do we need in life, really?
到底你的人生中需要什么？
You know, one of the most difficult things about becoming a Christian, or even the whole journey of faith, is recognition of need.
我觉得一个人要来到耶稣面前来甚至是整个这个信心的道路最困难的一点就是要认知到你的需要。
If you think about the human need, the psychologists like Maslow would tell you there's a hierarchy.
如果我们讲到人的需要有一些心理学家会说人的需要是很高层的需要。
Yeah, you know, there's a physiological need for food and shelter, there's emotional need for belonging.
我们就是说有生理上的需要我们需要食物需要居住然后我们有心理上的需要我们需要归属
We need a sense of self-fulfillment, accomplishment, meaning.
Yeah, 我们需要意义需要自我的满足
But there is one other need that the Bible talks about.
但是圣经讲到还有一个需要
Possibly the most pressing need in the human journey.
可能在人生旅程中最紧急的一个需要
A need for God.
就是我们需要神。
A need for God's forgiveness.
我们需要神的赦免。
This is a story I like about this young boy who goes to Sunday school.
我很喜欢这一个故事，说一个小男孩去主日学。
And the teacher asked him.
那个医生老师就问他说。
What do you have to do first in order for God to forgive your sins?
如果你要神赦免你的罪，你先要做什么？
The boy says, I know.
小男孩说，我知道，我知道。
I have to sin first.
我先要犯罪。
When Jesus says your sin is forgiven.
但耶稣在这里说你的罪得赦了。
We say forgiven of what?
我们说赦免什么罪啊？
We think of sin as something we do.
我们以为罪是我们行出来的一些事情。
But I'm not that bad.
但是我好像没那么差劲吧。
You know, when I was growing up, I felt that way.
当我长大的时候，我也有这个感觉。
You know, I know I'm not like a saint.
我知道我不是一个圣人。
But you know, there's always people worse than me.
但绝对有比我差劲的人。
Right, I remember growing up. You know, I did some things that bother even my conscience.
我记得我长大的时候做了一些连我自己良心都不安的事情。
I remember stealing some money from the drawer of an older man who used to live in our house.
我记得以前有一个老人家住在我的家里，我从他的抽屉偷了一些钱。
Yeah, and I remember another thing that, I remember when I was pretty young, I threw a kitten off a balcony.
我记得我小的时候有把一只小猫猫从洋楼上这样丢下去。
It's just because it was ugly.
因为我觉得那个猫长得很丑。
To this day, it feels sick.
一直到今天，我想到这件事情，我就难过。
That I'm capable of such things.
我竟然可以做出这样的事情来。
But you know, I got over it. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, 但是我就是好像，哎，啊。总算过了那一关的感觉，我觉得我自己还可以了。
I basically thought, you know, there's a lot of people worse than me.
因为事实上，真的比我差的人很多。
It's like, you know, I shouldn't use this. I was going to use this. Never mind. I won't talk about my students. so we need to recognize our need.
你知道我们需要。看见自己的需要。
This guy paralytic, he's on a mat. You would think he knows what he needs.
这个瘫子躺在褥子上，你会以为他非常的清楚知道他的需要是什么。
He has an obvious need. The guy's crippled.
他有一个非常明显的需要，他是瘫子啊。
He needs to walk.
他需要行走。
But Jesus says your sins are forgiven.
但耶稣却第一件事告诉他说你的罪赦了。
What a strange answer.
多么奇怪的一个回答。
This doesn't make any sense.
我觉得好像不太合道理。
Right. 莫名其妙。
莫名其妙。Oh yeah, right.
And yet that's what he needed the most.
但是这却是他最深的需要。
You know, the Bible says, Once we were together with God.
圣经告诉我们，以前我们是与神同在的。
Once we were a God-centered creature.
以前我们是一个以神为中心的人。
But we chose to go our own way.
但是我们选择走自己的路。
So what used to be a God-centered being, focused on God.
以前是一个以神为中心的人，以前的焦点在神的身上。
Became a self-centered being.
现在成为一个自我中心的。
Everything is referenced to ourselves.
一切的东西我们都是以自己为出发点，为立场。
But when we lost connection with God,
但当我们与神中间的关系隔离的时候，
there's no longer any absolute.
我们再也没，我们就失去了那个绝对。
There's no longer any sense of reference point.
我们也没有那个参考点。
Everything becomes relative.
一切好像都变成相对了。
We start assessing ourselves based on what other people are like.
我们对自己的一个论定就是要看别人，要看旁边的人怎么样。
But a self-centered life does not find peace.
但是你知道，一个以自己为中心的生命是得不到真正平安的。
And we're always comparing.
我们永远都是在跟旁边的人比较
to find out whether we are worth anything.
然后我们跟别人比较，看看到底自己值一些什么。
It's not a good benchmark.
所以这不是一个很好的一个评论点。
There's this story that I like to tell.
有一个故事我很喜欢。
There's two brothers.
就是有一对兄弟。
They're wicked men.
他们俩都是坏蛋。
They live in a small town.
住在一个小城里。
They're pretty bad.
他们真的是很坏。
They're womanizers, they cheat their employees, they do everything that's bad.
什么坏事都干尽了，又骗是又欺负人。
One day, the younger brother died.
有一天弟弟死了。
The older one wanted the local pastor to deliver the eulogy.
那个哥哥就找了当地的牧师说，我要你念他的讣文。
I want you to say that my brother was a saint, and if you do this, I'll donate $20,000 to your...
如果你在你的讣文中间愿意说我的弟弟是一个圣人，我就愿意捐给你这个教会20,000块。
Well, Pastor agreed and did the eulogy.
亚牧师说没问题，我来。
And on the eulogy, he said, "Everyone knows that the deceased is a wicked man."
他在讲这个讣文的时候就说，每个人都知道这个死去的这个人是个大坏蛋。
He's a womanizer. He cheated his employees. He did every bad thing.
他欺负女人，他欺负他的手下的人。大家都知道他做尽了坏事。
But I tell you one thing, compared to his brother, he was a saint.
但我告诉你，跟他哥哥比起来，他可是一个圣人哦。
You know, we can always find someone against whom we can compare pretty well.
我们总是可以找到一个人跟他们比一比，我们自己就不错。
I feel like a saint.
因为我们是一个圣人，相形之下。
But the reality is that these comparisons don't help us.
但是事实是，如果你这个样比的话，对你一点好处都没有。
There's this deep hollowness in our heart.
因为在我们的里面有这个空洞。
There's this deep longing.
有这很深的渴望。
Like a vacuum.
就好像一个真空一样。
And the more we impress others, the more we realize inside there's still a problem.
我们越想让别人觉得我们牛，我们里面就越不。越空。
In Silicon Valley attracts all the successful people.
你们好像叫不是叫习股，我们台湾人叫习股，忘记你们叫什么股，硅谷。
You know,
在这里有很多有很多非常棒的人。
Yeah, many of you are actually the role models that other people, maybe people from your hometowns, admire.
呀，你们在这里都是很棒的人，可能你家乡的人都非常的钦佩你。
They look at you and they say, "Boy, you made it."
有人说，哇，你真的是 ，you did it, you made it, 你成功了。
But in your heart,
但在你的心中
，if you're anything like us, there's often great vacuum, because you know that you're looking for something else.
但在你的心里，如果你真的看一下的话，里面是有这个空间，你在寻找另外一样的东西。
You know, the Bible says that the human kind has had been on this long journey.
圣经告诉我们，人类的历史非常的长。
God used to be, we used to have great fellowship with God.
在这个之前，我们跟神中间有美好的关系。
But through Adam and Eve, we fell.
但是因为亚当跟夏娃，我们就堕落了。
We left God.
我们离开了神。
We chose our own way.
我们选择自己的道路。
And then things got worse and worse.
所以就一代不如一代。
Adam and Eve saw one son kill the other son.
亚当和夏娃亲眼见到自己两个儿子其中一个把另外一个杀了
And generation after generation
一代又一代的过去
Things got worse
越来越差
In Genesis 6:5 there's this devastating line
然后创世纪第六章第五节这个要说耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大终日所思想的尽都是恶
终日所思想 So it says in English 他说 How greatThe Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.、
Mm.
Like every, only, all.
终日尽都是
So over time, as we drifted from God,
随着时间的延伸我们离神越来越远
the memories of our home in Eden seems to fade.
我们对于我们的家伊甸园的那个记忆好像越来
like a collective memory like a distant remembrance
越来越不清楚当我们大家合在一起那个记忆好像非常的模糊不清
We've now relegated this to the realms of the poets and the philosophers and prophets
我们现在觉得要去追忆以前好像应该是诗人应该是做梦的人应该是哲学家去做的事
Both secular and sacred dreamers who imagine a place better than where we are now.
无论是圣洁的，无论是俗的，属世界的，哦，都是这一些人在去做这些梦吧。
Like Martin Luther King Jr.
比方说马丁·路德 Jr.
You remember him? He said, "I have a dream."
金牧师吧，是吧？他说我有一个梦。
I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
Where all of God's children.
我们都是神的儿女。
Are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
我们不再凭着外貌来看人，而是我们看着里面的来看人。
He said, "I have a dream."
因为这是我的梦想。
But it's like a dream.
但它只是一个梦想。
When we look around, we do not see it.
你知道，你左右看看，现在的世界是这个样子的吗
？John Lennon.
有一个唱歌的叫 John Lennon.
唱歌的 ，He's a Beatle.
Beatles 是啊，当然是嘛 ，Beatles 是之一。
Imagine the song Imagine。
他有唱过一首很有名的歌叫 Imagine。
Imagine all the people living life as one. You. Imagine。
对啊，我们想象一下。
You know the Chinese。
我们中国人。
大道之行也。
嗯。
天下为公。
嗯。
We can imagine.
我们可以继续的做这个梦。
But it's like this elusive longing.
但是
What's elusive? Like fog. Like we can't quite touch it.
好像是在雾中花一样，你好像不容易碰到它。
You know, I was talking to a senior professor in a major university from China. I won't say where.
最近我跟一个名校中国名校的一个教授聊天
He said I'm a true communist
他说我是一个真正的共产党
Some people actually want to be communist to be you know, influential I'm a true communist
有一些人要当共产党员是因为他们希望对他的有好处但是我是一个真正的共产党员
But you see communism brought us all these good things
但是共产党的理想真的是带来很多好东西
He says but one thing bothers me
但有一件事情让我心里很不安
We had all these technological improvements and progress and everything in the last 30 years
在过去的30年我们在中国我们可以理智的分析它真的是有进步
But he says you know I don't feel as safe as I used to when I go to the restaurants
但是比方说我现在去餐馆我不像以前一样的心里觉得平安
He said how does this happen
这是怎么回事啊
You know everybody is better How come people put bad things in your food
如果我们大家都在进步为什么你盘子里的东西是不好的呢
You know We can imagine it, but we can't seem to get there.
你知道我们可以做这个梦，但是好像实际上我们达不到这个梦想。
We need to recognize our need.
所以第一点，你需要认知你的需要。
The Bible says we need to come back to God.
圣经告诉我们说我们需要回到神的面前。
What we really need is to be, have peace with God.
我们真正需要的是与神和好。
Yeah. You know, some people say, you know, if God can do this and this, I'll believe him.
有一些人说如果神要做这个这个的话我就相信他。
I really want this and this fixed in my life. If he does this, I'll believe him.
如果在我的生命里他可以把这件事做好把那件事改好我就相信他。
Otherwise, forget it, no deal.
否则我绝对信不了。
Or I could say, you know, if he can move this chair from here to here, I'll believe him.
比方说我现在要神把这个椅子从这儿搬到这儿。
It's okay, I can give him 2 minutes.
嗯我看看给他2分钟。
You see, we want to know God our way.
我们要以我们自己的方式来认识神。
We want him to do itOur way.
我们要他照着我的方式来做。
But the true God of the universe does it his way.
但宇宙中的真神要按着他的方法来做。
The person who does it your way is not the true God. He's your servant.
你知道那个照着你吩咐来做的他不是真神他只不过是你的仆人。
And God has laid clear what is needed.
神把他的需要清清楚楚地告诉了我们。
Jesus says, repent and believe.
耶稣说你要悔改而且你要相信
Repent is to confess
悔改就是承认
Just say I agree with God
就是说神啊你讲的对
You know I have a problem
我有问题
I need your help
我需要你的帮助
Please come into my life
请你进到我的生命里
That's meeting God on his terms
这就是照着神的标准 来寻找到他
The first sermon that Peter gave in Pentecost says repent
你知道在五旬节以后使徒彼得所讲的第一篇道第一句话就是说悔改
The first message from John the Baptist is repent
施洗约翰的第一篇道也是悔改
Jesus' first words calls people to repent
耶稣出来讲到的第一个字也是悔改
It's the way home
因为你要回家的话你必须要悔改
To say I want a God-centered life not a self-centered life
你要跟神说我要一个以神为中心的生命而不是一个自我为中心的生命
You know,、we used to have a many of you may know the sister in the Berkeley CEF called 高吉
不知道大家认不认识在 Berkeley 有一个姐妹名字叫高吉、
She used to have a dog called Speeder
她以前有一只狗名字叫 Speeder
Speeder got kind of old
Speeder 后来蛮老的一只狗
And Speeder got a little chubby
Speeder 老了以后就长胖了。
And the doctor said to her, you know, Speeder needs to lose some weight.
所以那个兽医就告诉他说 ,Speeder 这只狗需要掉一点重量。
From 55 pounds,
减肥了。
She needs to get to 45 pounds.
他本来55磅他要减肥到45磅。
Otherwise, she'll have a lot of problems.
否则他就会有更多的问题。
And she said, wow.10 pounds is a lot for Speeder.
那高吉就说哎呀要我这个狗狗掉十磅实在很困难。
So, 高吉's dad says, well, I know, it's easy.
高吉的爸爸就说没问题没问题解决的办法太简单了。
Let's just change the doctor.
换一个兽医就行了。
A lot of people look for God, it's like shopping for a doctor.
你像很多人找神就像找兽医一样的。
If I find the right doctor, then I get what I need.
如果找到了合我心意的医生那就行
We need to recognize what we really need
所以我们真的要认知我们里面真实的需要是什么
We need to be forgiven
我们需要被赦免
That's what Jesus came to tell us
耶稣来了就是要告诉我们这一点
The second point
第二点
Both of these people they put their faith in Jesus
这两个人都把他们的信心放在耶稣的身上
Some people may recognize their need but they don't know what to do with it
有一些人知道了自己需要但不知道下一步该怎么走
Why Jesus?
为什么要耶稣啊
Because no one tells you more clearly what you need
因为从来没有任何一个人能够这么清清楚楚地告诉你你的需要是什么
And no one provides for you that need
而没有任何一个人能够满足你这个需要、
Just remember that room
记得那个房间我们刚讲的
You see this paralytic, this cripple being lowered down.
你看到这个摊子从上面坠下来
Coming down through a hole in the roof.
然后就是屋顶上这样坠下来
What did Jesus see?
到底耶稣看到了什么
Look at verse 5.
你看第五节
It says, Jesus saw their faith.
耶稣见他们的信心。
He saw their faith.
他见的是他们的信心。
When we look at people, we see what's outside.
当我们看一个人的时候，我们只看外表，看到外表。
We see a cripple, we see a leper, we see a tax collector, we see a prostitute.
我们看到的是一个摊子，是一个得大麻风的，是一个税吏，是一个妓女。
We see ugliness.
我们看到丑恶。
We see brokenness.
我们看到破碎。他看到破碎。
But when Jesus sees,
但当耶稣看的时候
he sees all this.
他什么都看到
but he sees more.
但他看得更深
he sees struggles.
他看到挣扎
he sees hope.
盼望
he sees faith.
信心
he sees a sincere desire to reach out and to know God.
里面诚诚恳恳的那个渴望，希望能见到神，认识神。
Yeah, earlier when he healed the leper in chapter 1.
在第一章当他洁净大麻风的时候
in one, chapter 1 verse 41 it says he was filled with compassion
第四十一节耶稣动了慈心
动了慈心 so passion means pain to suffer
yeah compassion 的那个 passion 代表痛苦
and compassion is to suffer with
所以 compassion 就是与他同受苦
it's just when he suffers withThis paralytic, he reached out.
也就是说，他看到了别人的痛苦，他把手伸出来与他一起受苦。
He feels that suffering.
他可以感觉到他的苦。
You see, sometimes when we go to God, it's like we're going to an interview.
有时候我们到神的面前，好像是去面试一样。
We wear a suit, we wear our credentials in front.
我们穿的和打扮整齐，然后把我们的履历表放在前边。
We marshal our facts, we rehearse the questions.
我们想一下说大概他会问什么然后我们怎么样回答
I've done this and that God here I am
神啊我做了这个做了那个所以今天我来到你的面前
God is looking for someone quite different
但是神所寻找的是不一样的人
someone who come to him broken, hungry
他要你饥渴他要你破碎
needy
他需要你需要他
Jesus sees this
耶稣都看到
and he calls it faith
然后他称呼这个为信心
This is our passport to God.
这就是我们到神面前的路。
It's the only passport to God.
唯一到他面前的路。
You know, when I was a young Christian,
当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候
I met a man who left a deep impression on me.
我碰到了一个让我印象很深刻的人。
He was a very energetic, very vibrant man.
他是一个充满了活力、充满生命力的人。
I don't think I've ever met a man with greater intelligence,Love of life.
我从来没有碰到一个这么聪明又这么爱热爱生命的人。
He owned a factory in South Africa.
他在南非拥有一个大的工厂。
Very successful.
很成功。
His kids graduated from Stanford.
他的孩子从 Stanford 毕业。
When I met him in Toronto.
我是在多伦多碰到他的。
He came to look for treatment for his cancer.
他那时候得到了癌症，所以他到多伦多来寻求医疗。
He came to talk to me in part because my father had cancer.
我怎么碰到他呢？是因为我爸爸也得了癌症。
We hit it off right away.
我们两个中间很快的就好像谈得很来。
We went fishing at night. We tried to catch smelt. You know, they run at night.
晚上我带着他去钓鱼去捉小鱼。
And I tried to talk to him about Jesus.
然后我就试着把耶稣的信息告诉他，与他分享。
The doctors told him he was dying.
那个医生告诉他说他就快要死了。
And he listened very carefully.
他很仔细地听我说。
Then he said, Charles.
然后他跟我说 ,Charles.
He said, I have a factory.
他说我有一个工厂。
I have hundreds of workers.
手下有好几百个工人。
If one of them was lazy.
若有一个人很懒惰。
And never did anything.
从来什么事都不干。
And when I'm just about to fire him, he says, "Oh, please, please, give me a chance."
当我快要开除他的时候，他突然来求我说，哎呀，请你再给我一次机会。
He said, "You know, I think I'd still fire him."
我想我还是一样的会开除他。
He said, "Charles, all my life I ignored God."
我一生我都没有去想神这件事情。
Now that I really need him, if I were God, I wouldn't let me in.
如果我真的我现在需要了他如果我是神的话我绝对不会帮助我的
He went back to Hong Kong
他回到香港
And 3 weeks later he died
3个礼拜以后就去世了
I have no idea what he decided in his heart
我不知道他的心里有没有做什么决定。
But I wish I could tell him, could have told him more.
但我但愿那个时候我能够多说一些。
I wish I had a chance to tell him what I'm telling you today.
我希望我那个时候有这个机会告诉你我现在要告诉你的。
What God sees is not what we see.
神所看的不是人看的。
What God sees and what He wants from us is not what you think.
神所要的不是你所想象的。
He doesn't want you to come here and earn it.
他不要你到到这儿觉得你赚到了。
You can't earn it.
因为你赚不了，你永远赚不到。
You can't deserve it.
你没有办法配得。
You can't say I'm good all my life.
你不能说我一辈子都好，做好事，做好人。
You just come and say, oh,I am such a mess. Please help me.
你只能到神的面前说我一塌糊涂，求你帮助我。
Can you forgive me?
请你赦免我。
May God grant us the ability to remove the pride from our eyes so we can see the obvious.
求神帮助我们，把我们眼中的骄傲拿走，我们才能看见到这么明显的东西。
You know, it just takes two nickels to cover up the whole sky.
你放两个铜板在你眼睛上你整个的一片天都看不见。
And our pride is like those two nickels to keep us from seeing the most obvious.
我们的骄傲就像这两个铜板一样，让我们看不见那个最明显、最该看见的东西。
In this passage, Jesus, your sins are forgiven.
在这一句经文，耶稣说你的罪赦了。
Immediately, the people start arguing.
马上就有人开始议论。
What's going on here?
这怎么回事？
Jesus knows what they're thinking.
耶稣知道他们心里在想什么。
So in verse 9, he says, which is easier?
第九节他说你们觉得哪一个比较容易呢
To say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or get up, take your mat and walk.
对摊子说你的罪赦了或者起来拿你的褥子行走哪一个比较容易呢
Which is easier?
哪一个比较容易
Neither one is easy.
这两件事都不容易
But just so you know,That I have the authority to do the second, I will do the first.
但要叫你们知道，我有这个权柄做第二件事，也有权柄做第一件事。
See, we are very attracted by miracles.
我们常常都是非常喜欢看到神迹。
But the Bible says miracles are like signs and wonders.
圣经告诉我们，奇迹只不过像招牌一样。很奇妙的事情。
The purpose of a sign is to point you somewhere.
但这个招牌主要是要把你指向到某一个地方。
It's supposed to bring you in.
它是要把你带进一个什么东西。
So you can get the really good stuff.
所以你才能得到那个最重要、最好的。
Who's Jesus himself and his forgiveness?
也就是耶稣的本身以及他赦免你的罪。
I once was in Australia.
有一次我在澳大利亚。
And I don't get there very often, and I wanted to buy something for Lily.
Oh, 我很少去那个地方，所以我想买一个给我太太买一些东西。
There's this very precious thing in Australia called the black opal. It's a little gem.
在澳大利亚有个非常宝贝的一个宝石，叫做 black opal.
It's only made in two mines in the world, both in Australia.
全世界只有很少的，就是在澳大利亚只有两个矿产这个。
And I found a shop that sells it.
我找到了一家店，他卖这个东西。
When you go into the shop, at the front of the shop, they have all these displays, but they have no black opals.
当你走到这个店，前面有一些亮晶晶的东西，但这个 black opal 不在里边。
Then they have a curtain, and when you go in back there, that's where they take out the black opals.
然后它有一个帘子在那个后边。如果你要买的话，你要到那儿，他才把这个很宝贝的东西拿出来。
I bought this very small one. You can hardly see it. It's
very tiny. 我买了很小很小的那个宝石。Yeah.
You know, to receive the gift of God is like looking for the black opal. You have to go in there.
寻找神就好像寻找那个 black opal 这个宝贝一样，你要走到里边去。
Something deeper.
更深刻。
Because a miracle is an outward sign of an inner reality.
因为奇迹只是内里的真实的一个外在的表现。
Our true need is to have our sins forgiven.
我们最需要的是我们的罪得赦免。
Who can forgive sins?
谁能够赦免你的罪?
Only God himself.
只有神。
Because sin is a violation against God.
因为罪是得罪神。
But Jesus claimed to forgive sins.
但是耶稣来就是要赦免你这个罪。
Jesus is saying he is God.
所以他在这里同时也是告诉你他就是神
Not just part of God
不是神的一部分
Not just sent by God
不是神光是神所差遣的
Not just related to God
不是光与神有关的
He is God
他就是神
He is the giver of life
他是赐你生命的
It's a mind-boggling truth
虽然有时候我们想不通但这是真理
You see, to become a Christian is not just to come to church or even follow some rules
成为基督徒不是光来教会或者是做一些规定
It's to open your life It's to have God come in as a friend
而是你把生命打开来使神进到你的里面成为你最知心的朋友
To talk to him
与他相谈
To know him
去认识他
To know that he knows you
而且要知道他深深地认识你
That is what it means
这个就是救恩
How do you become a friend?
你怎么成为一个朋友
You have to open your life.
你一定要把你的生命敞开
Friends know each other.
朋友彼此了解
Friends talk to each other.
朋友彼此交谈
Friends don't lie to each other.
朋友彼此不撒谎
Friends show their real faces to each other.
朋友愿意把自己真实的敞开来
That's what God is asking for from you.
神今天跟你所要的就是这个样子
Forgive.Confession is just to agree with God. You're right.
你知道什么叫认罪吗？认罪就是对神说你对。
And that is the difference between a philosophy and a faith.
这就是信心与哲学中间的不同。
A philosophy you can debate all day.
哲学你可以一整天都在那儿争论辩论。
But to experience God.
但是要经历神。
To really have your life changed by Him.
使你的生命被他改变。
You open it up.
你一定要把生命敞开来
you invite him,
邀请他进到你生命
like a friend.
使他成为你的朋友
so this is the third point, last point.
这是第二点现在我们要讲第三点最后一点
Both of these people seized their opportunity.
这两个人都是抓住机会
They didn't just sit there.
他们不光坐在那儿
A lot of people talk about the existence of God.
很多人在那儿谈神存在不存在
They say, I believe, that they're willing to say evenI believe in Jesus.
有人甚至说我愿意相信耶稣
But they don't do anything.
但他不愿意采取下一步的行动
But look at this paralytic.
你看这个摊子
When he got there, the room was already crowded.
当他到的时候整个的挤满了人屋子
He couldn't get in.
他进不去
He could have gone home.
他可能就可以回家了
But he was ingenious.
但是因为这很不方便
But he went up and he created, with the help of his friends,He lowered himself.
但他到屋顶上借着朋友的帮助他坠到耶稣面前
Presented himself to Jesus.
坠在耶稣的面前
In our same way.
同时
In our own faith journey.
在我们信心的道路上
There could be a lot of roadblocks.
可能有一些阻拦
Emotional.
感情上的
Physical.
物质上的
Distance, geography.
地理上的距离上的
Intellectual.
或者是思想上的
But if you really want to know God,
但如果你真的想要认识他的话
you discover there is a way to overcome all of them.
你会发现要能够越过跨越这些困难是有方法
There is no... Ultimately, friends are needed, but friends are not enough. Friends can be very helpful, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 这个摊子旁边有朋友朋友可以帮他但是朋友不能做一些事情
Ultimately, you have to face Jesus on your own.
最终你需要自己面对面的与神相会
Jesus says, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home.
因为耶稣跟他说我要你现在就起来立刻拿着你的褥子出来回家
This is a scary moment.
这是一个很让人害怕的一刻
But we all experience it.
我们每一个人都经历它
It's just like Levi, who's sitting on the tax booth.
就像利未坐在那个税关上一样。
Levi is Matthew, the guy who wrote one of the Gospels.
利未就是马太，就写这个马太福音的。
Jesus walks by with a bunch of fishermen.
耶稣经过他的身旁，后面跟着一群渔夫。
He says, follow me.
他说，跟从我。
How many things could flash by in his mind?
你可以想象在那一刻，马太的脑海中有经过怎么样的一些思想
split second, in one split second,
在那一刹那他可以想些什么事情
career concerns,
比方说他的前途
what happened to my life, his work,
啊，我这一辈子辛苦，这个的事业怎么办
？My family，
我的家庭
，My freedom，
我的自由。
But he got up，
但是他站起来了。
Maybe he'd heard about Jesus already，
也许他以前听说过耶稣。
When Jesus turned and saw him，
当耶稣转过身来看见他的时候
，Among all the crowd and all the people watching，
虽然旁边挤挤嚷嚷的一大堆人
，Jesus saw someone with a longing in his heart，
因为耶稣看见他心中的渴慕。
He said, "Come."
就说你来。
And this man，
这一个人
，very simple man，
非常简单的一个人
，he came，
单纯的人，他就来了。
He followed Jesus，
他跟随了耶稣。
So God has put a personal ad in the paper.
神实在是已经登出了寻人广告。
He invites you to respond.
他邀请你来回应。
Just don't be overqualified.
我真的希望你不要觉得自己的资格太高了。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible says, "And the wages of sin is death."
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
In the day that you eat of it, the Lord says, "You will surely die."
当你吃这个果子的时候，你就必定死。
That is the reality of life.
这是人生的事实。
But Jesus said, "There's a life better than what we have."
但是耶稣告诉我们有一个更好的生命
，a life free of sin，
一个没有罪恶的生命
，a life that belongs to God，
一个属于神的生命。
He invites you，
他邀请你
，and I want to invite you on His behalf。
他，我现在希望代表他来邀请你。
Let me invite first the Christians。
让我现在先来邀请在这里的基督徒。
If you know you've received God's gift of new life。
如果你知道你已经得到了神所赐给你的新生命
if you have already given your life to Jesus，
而且你自己也把生命交在他的手中，
you know your eternal destiny is assured，
你知道你永恒的前途是确定的，
I would just invite you to stand up，
我请你站起来，
just I invite you， if you know that if you die tonight， you know where you are going， just stand up，
所有的基督徒，如果你确知你是基督徒的话，我现在请你站起来，
if you're very clear，
如果你非常清楚你是一位基督徒，
you stand up，
请你站起来，
and thank him，
然后在这里向神感谢，
and let me just invite those of you who are not sure，
但在这里有一些还不太确定的人，
you want to tell him that you want to receive him，
你愿意告诉他你要接受他，
that you want to follow him，
你愿意跟随他，
you want him to be the center of your life，
你希望他成为你生命的中心，
I just invite you to stand up，
我现在邀请你站起来，感谢主，感谢主，
you just tell him， this is my moment， I want to know you，
你告诉他说，
praise the Lord， you just tell him， what's the point of this life if I cannot find you, my God, my
人生没有办法寻找到神的话，我们活着还怎么样？有什么意义呢
？Open my life to you.
我愿意把我的生命敞开。
Please receive me.
请你接受我。
Lead me.
请你带领我。
Help me to live a life that honors you.
帮助我活出一个荣耀你的生命。
Jesus name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Can we sing?